Yeah. second point of this is chapter 11, text number 22, as what I call the problem. Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana. Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Madhaka Nirvyasanam Samprayasha. Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Madhaha Kale Vyasanam Samprayasha. Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Om Shanti Lai Kanta Diyan Swadana.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura. Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Yaha Sampado Divi Kumaura Saya.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Narati Yadvesha Udvega Ade.
Madhaka Yadvesanam Samprayasha. Om Sham, unto persons, Kilam, suddenly, Ekanta Diyam, who are advanced in spiritual consciousness, Swadana, who are recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as His own, Yaha, which Sampada, opulences, Divi, in the upper planet systems, Bhuma, in the middle planetary systems, Dasaya, and in the lower planetary systems. Na, not. Rati, bestows. Yat, from which? Udvega, Dvesha, envy. Udvega, anxiety, adhi, mental agitation, madaha, pride, kale, quarrel, vyasanam, distress due to loss, samprayasaha, great endeavor. Translation, controlled by His Divine Grace, is in the dysfunction. Shlokavati, translation. Persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of His lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as His own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possessions naturally increase. His enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride and belligerence. Thus, one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them. Perfect. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord says, Ye yata maha prapatyate, tam tutayava bhajamyaham. Amavarpan vartante manushya pati sarvashaha. As devotees surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all aspects, O son of Krita. Both Indra and Vritrasur were certainly devotees of the Lord, although Indra took instructions from Vishnu to kill Vritrasur. The Lord was actually more favorable to Vritrasur because after being killed by Indra's thunderbolt, Vritrasur would go back to Godhead. Whereas the victorious Indra would rot in this material world. Rot. because both of them were devotees, the Lord awarded them respective benedictions they wanted. Dhritarashtra never wanted material possessions, for he knew very well the nature of such possessions. To accumulate material possessions, one must labor very hard, and when he gets them, he creates many enemies, because this material world is always full of rivalry. If one becomes rich, his friends or relatives are envious. For Ekanta Bhaktas, unalloyed devotees, Krishna therefore never provides material possessions. A devotee sometimes needs material possessions for preaching, but the possessions of a preacher are not like those of a karmi. A karmi's possessions are achieved as a result of karma, but those of a devotee are arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead just to facilitate his devotional activities. Because a devotee never uses material possessions for any purpose other than the service of the Lord, the possessions of a devotee are not comparable to those of a karmi. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनि नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम राम हरे हरे. मुखं करोति वाचां फलं प्रकाशयति यत्कृपां वन्दे श्रीगुरु. Persons who fully surrender at the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead and always think of his lotus feet are accepted and recognized by the Lord as his own personal assistants or servants. The Lord never bestows upon such servants the brilliant opulences of the upper, lower and middle planetary systems of this material world. When one possesses material opulence in any of these three divisions of the universe, his possessions naturally increase his enmity, anxiety, mental agitation, pride and belligerence. Thus, one goes through much endeavor to increase and maintain his possessions, and he suffers great unhappiness when he loses them.
Hare Krishna.
Welcome everyone. Apurva Shri Bhagavata class. It's been long time since I attended the class. I think 1 month,
more than 1 month. Yeah, April 1st, on Fool's Day, I joined Manthan Ashram. After I came back, maybe after the class, I attended that time. Again, I was sick. But I'm feeling so happy today. I chanted in the morning and I read Bhagavata. So, we are discussing a very important section of Bhagavatam, this 11th chapter, where today we are discussing 22nd verse and after two verses, from 24, 25, 26, 27, the last four shlokas of this chapter, they are the iconic shlokas. They are called, Acharya also call them the Chatushloki Bhagavatam. We hear Chatushloki Bhagavatam comes in second canto, right? The four seed verses that were, you know, implanted in the heart of Brahma, which expanded as the entire, you know, Vedic literature. So that means, you know, that is the value given. But actually what we see, the Acharyas, they also call these four verses as Chatushloki Bhagavatam, and actually, there is more classes and purports given to these four shlokas of this chapter. So, we are coming to that, and as a prelude, we will be discussing today's shloka. So in this shloka, Krishna, Vatrasura is using one word. Pumsham kila aikanta diyam svakana.
This word, I wanted to give this word. Aikanta diyam.
Prabhupada, in the one who is advanced in spiritual consciousness, Prabhupada written that in Vyavaharika language, but in a verbatim, if you think, Aikanta Diyam means what? Ekanta means Ekanta Haya Bhakti, in exclusive. Diyam means intelligence. That means one whose intelligence is exclusively focused at the lotus feet of the Lord. Exclusively focused in pleasing the Lord. Exclusively focused in enhancing his service to the Lord. So such kind of devotees are called Aikanta Dhyani. I think it's the same kind of in the second chapter also one shloka comes, something of the similar word. Fine. So anyhow, so and next what is mentioned? Svakana is mentioned. Svakana means family member. That means for one who is like this in Aikanta Matihi. For such kind of people, the Lord accepts them as his own man, as his own. Mera Aadmi. तो भगवान बोल रहा है किसी को ये मेरा आदमी है ना माय मैन सो व्हाट कैन बी मोर फॉर्चुनेट पोजीशन देन दैट एंड इन द प्रभुपाद परपोर्ट इन द परपोर्ट प्रभुपाद राइट्स दैट एक्चुअली प्रभुपाद कनेक्टिंग एक्चुअली यू नो ही जस्ट मेंशनिंग दिस श्लोक 4.11 ये अता मां प्रपद्यते बट व्हाई प्रभुपाद सेड इन दैट बिकॉज़ ही इज रेफरिंग टू द स्वकानम वर्स ओनली That shloka, that word, Swakana. That means, who is the Swakana here? Swakana means Indra Rudrasana. No, here refers to Rudrasana. Not Indra. Aikanta Matihi. So that clause, Rudrasana satisfies, not Indra. That is the reason Prabhupada Bhagavad is writing that ye yatha maam prapadyate tam tatayo bhajamyaham. That means as you approach me, I shall reciprocate accordingly. That means for one who approaches the Lord in that consciousness where you know is an exclusive for you. See, just like a family member is what? Like a child, as I mentioned in the earlier class also. Like a child, you know, he is completely places himself, you know, the shelter of his parents. He doesn't ask, aha jaa raha hai, ticket hai ki nahi. Imagine if somebody has to go abroad. The first time when I went abroad, I can't forget that experience in my life. They booked Air France, you know, I got in Paris airport and I have not even traveled much domestic only, forget about international. From there I will take a shuttle to go to another terminal, you know, catch a flight, you know. And I will not do anything. Kidhar jana hai, kya jana hai, kisko puchna hai, kuch samajh mein nahi aayega. So it was a lot of anxiety. I mean from beginning only from the visa interview, uske baad ye formalities, wo formalities, you know. So it was change. And what happened when I landed in Chicago airport, in the immigration people, they just asked me some questions. Sorry, coming for the first time, I said yes. So job, yes, you know. So you got your certificates. I was thinking I need some ID proof. So I carried everything, whatever I have. No? So I carried my certificates also, B.Tech certificate, Inter certificate and all. I said, yeah, I have my certificates. Oh, very nice, you know. So please come aside, you know. They put me 3 hours. You know. They left my partner. But they kept me 3 hours in the immigration office. And one fellow was interviewing me. And my cab is waiting outside the company. Ready for a pickup, you know, to drop at the hotel. 3 hours I had to be in this thing just waiting. and there are more people like me, you know. First timer, so file karke dekha. I was like, I didn't carry it because it's in my bag. Then they asked me a couple of questions, you know. Since how long you are working, what for your tapra, you know, is there a return ticket booked, you know. I spoke everything. I mean, he just interviewed for 5 minutes and then left me. But he made me wait for 2-3 hours, you know. It was snowy, raining, and I was thoroughly like tension, anxiety. And we don't have mobiles also, you know. When you go to the office, they will give a new mobile, you know. So there's no way I can communicate with my partner, no way to my company colleagues in the office. Cab is waiting, so it was nightmare for me, the first visit. From beginning to end, all the 20 hours was like, anyhow, so the point I'm trying to say is that, so much anxiety. But imagine, you know, like, I'm an IITian, and I'm an educated man, a working man, professional, and so much anxiety. But a small, uneducated child, you know, 3-year-old baby, you know. Do you think that baby has to make any anxiety for it?
No.
All that the baby has to do is to hold the finger of his father, you know. The father will take care. Right? So, because the child is fully surrendered to the father takes full responsibility, you know, to reach out. The same way, the Lord, for those devotees, you know, who are this ekantri mati, you know, who doesn't, you know, whose only, the consciousness is only centered around, you know, serving Krishna, doing Krishna, and not bothered for oneself too much. That means simply surrendered, you know, like Sharanagati. For such kind of people, the Lord worries for them, the Lord takes anxiety for them. And for those who are like, it's all dependent upon how much degree you are allowing Krishna to intervene in your life. You know, everyone, we all came to ISKCON, many devotees, but we see, you know, as the years progress, different devotees go at a different pace, and different devotees develop different levels of trust, faith, you know, on the Lord's protection, the Lord's holiness, and all. It's not the same, actually. You know, we all know it. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu asked this question to Bhakti Rasamukha Maharaj. Ram Navami, you know, Maharaj got sannyas. I mean, he was just speaking in the class and I just heard it. Out of his humility, he was asking this question. He said, Maharaj, you both came to Krishna at the same time. Anand Vrindavan Prabhu said, yes, very severe man. And I see that you have gone to Everest Heights and I am still same place. Tell me, what is the secret of your advancement as a spiritual? What do you think Maharaj will say? Maharaj will accept I am advanced. Maharaj is telling her, don't be fun of him. But anyhow, he was nagging and pushing. You know. Finally, Maharaj, with deep humility, you know, with their eyes closed, he mentioned that, I don't know how much advancement I made in my life, but whatever I have made, is because from the day one of my Krishna consciousness life till date, I have always given chanting as the first priority of my life, you know. I have given chanting as the highest importance in my life. That very much applies to Anand Vrindavan Prabhu also. He himself is like, I always were, you know, achieving. But Maharaj spoke this. So like this, so different people come to Krishna consciousness, but we see different people go at a different pace, and it all depends upon that how we are tuning our consciousness. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, are we still holding the same outside material, you know, impressions where we are self-centered, selfish, thinking about, you know oneself only, you know, and not consciously endeavoring to, you know, increase our dependence and surrender to Krishna. And especially Brahmacharya Ashram is a wonderful opportunity, actually, you know, to increase the dependence and surrender to Krishna. Yesterday, Acharya was also mentioning this point, you know, but a Brahmacharya becomes much easier, actually. So that is a conscious cultivation you have to do. And one way to develop that is also by, you know, associating, by having a, you know, quality association. Quality association quality association is actually very, very important. Yesterday, Acharya Prabhupada mentioned this point about Padmacharya Prabhu. He was mentioning that that the greatest service these devotees have done to ISKCON community, of course, they did department for 50 years, they did service. Great service. But the greatest service these devotees did to the community is what? Is their example. They have set such an example that, you know, if you see their lives, I mean, they have every reason to be insecure because Mayapur management, we all know actually, you know. So many people come and go and all, so much experimentation happens, you know. It's a factory to Krishna. And these people are 30, 40, 50 years in Krishna consciousness and proper disciples. They have to follow what are the management and all. But they never felt that, no, abhi AI ka mera, no, abhi, you know, we know, you know, at one point, one team was handling, another team was handling later. So, but all these things and all these people, they are indifferent actually. They are indifferent. And they were just serving. They were just focused purely on, you know, internalizing their Krishna consciousness, focusing on, you know, their service. Like yesterday Maharaj was mentioning this point, Adaraj Maharaj in this class. He is telling that Jarani Vasco and Pankajani, they have every reason to comment or criticize on, you know, some of the devotees, you know, leaders, because some leaders in between, they cause a lot of chaos in Mayapur and affected many devotees actually. And Maharaj said, even if they have done it, even if they have done it, they are very much justified actually. They are very much justified because so much they underwent, you know. But he said, but still they never uttered a single word, and they always maintained, Maharaj said this word, they always remained a well wishers to every person actually. Whether they have related troubles to them, whether they have supported them, they always remained a well wishers. They never ever passed pocket. And Maharaj said this is because their hearts, you know, is fully filled with Prabhupada and Radha Madhava, and because of which there is no other place for any other thought in their lives. So just by doing a simple service, you know, a simple service consistently, of course, even to do a simple service consistently requires a great internalizing Krishna consciousness, because they have done it, they have set as such an example. And that's the greatest service they have done for ISKCON community, that you don't need to be something, you know, very spectacular or superlative to Krishna consciousness. Just do, you know, steadily your service and with faith on Krishna's production, you know, taking fully different Krishna. Prabhupada said yesterday that Krishna one is very simple. You know. Just accept Krishna is the protector, is controller, and just leave it to Krishna, whatever happens, good, bad, and all, and your life will be very easy. But that, to do that, such a simple thing is very difficult. But we can do that, you know, provided, you know, we are taking quality association. And also taking quality association doesn't mean just physical proximity. Sometimes, you know, we are in a big community with such a senior devotees, wonderful devotees, but still we may not be really advancing also. But sometimes, you know, a little distance also, but we are, you know, really taking association. I remember once I was talking to Prem Swarup. I was just telling, asking him that I just was talking about Acharya Prabhu only. I said that there are some principles that he applies in his life which I can't understand. I mean, I'm not able to understand how that is right at that point. Then he made a point actually. He said that to understand the heart of a Vaishnava, you need to serve the Vaishnava and please the Vaishnava. So taking association actually means serving and pleasing. And when you do that, you know, it happens miraculously. You understand the heart of the person and you understand his depth, you understand his principles. This is a very important point, kindly understand this point actually. That's why in all of our lives, if you have somebody in your life whom we are inspired by, whom we are appreciative of, whom our heart relishes thinking of his glories, and when we serve them and please them, what happens? Naturally, when their heart is pleased, the blessings come out and then their realizations come out. and we can to some extent have a glimpse of their depth in Krishna consciousness, have a glimpse of, you know, their value system principles. And when we can even have a glimpse, we can imbibe it. It becomes easy for us to imbibe it. I mean, each one of you, know, if you think about it, what else is, we all have different levels of convictions. They are the pillars of our Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, we will not be sitting here. And if you think about it, you know, those pillars, those whatever convictions and realizations, maybe mostly they must be coming from some person, by inspired by the person actually, more than even lectures also. Lectures for sure, but we forget all sometimes. But when we work closely with the devotee, when we serve closely, and they speak their hearts to someone. So that is the reason having a quality association is very important. And that quality association is something now, which we can get wherever we are, you know, and we have to strive for it, aspire for it. Then you know, we can, you know, develop this ekanta matihi, where we are not bothered about ourselves, but we are, you know, happy, you know, serving Krishna with the underlying faith. Krishna will take care of me. Just Krishna will take care of me. All that I need to do is to just serve. And to such a devotee, Prabhupada is mentioning here in the purport that Yedamam Prapatyate. So Indra is also a devotee, Mitra is also a devotee, Prabhupada in purport wrote. But the difference is that Indra, he has his own plans and he has his own, you know, he has his output fixed for him. He wants to get the kingdom back, heaven back. He wants to win the war. He wants to, for Indra, the output is clear, you know, what he wants. You know, by his surrender to Krishna, he surrendered to Krishna with the fixed output actually. I want to defeat Vritrasura. I want to come out of this disturbance. So he was living happily, serving happily. He's serving happily, serving Krishna by being the king of demigods. And then there's a disturbance by Vritrasura. So now Indra is taking shelter of Krishna. But the shelter is there, but he has a clear cut, desire, no? That this is what I want. Krishna, this is what I want. What I want? The disturbance go? Nikal Nachal. He wants the kingdom back, he wants the disturbance to be removed, he wants to be reinstated actually. And he is a devotee. Krishna has given that. But a pure devotee would not desire this way. A pure devotee of the Lord, you know, he would pray that, you know, in this situation, now the disturbance has come. Certainly nobody wants disturbance. Even a pure devotee doesn't want disturbance. But pure devotee, in the process of overcoming the disturbance, he wants to increase his surrender to Krishna actually. So for him, it's not about, you know, overcoming the disturbance. For him, it is about facing the disturbance by increasing his Krishna consciousness. So that's the actual difference, main difference between a pure devotee and a, you know, mixed devotee or a sadhaka devotee. You know, it's see, in all of our lives also, look at different challenges in our spiritual life. We should be certainly trying to overcome them, but it should not be only focused about, you know, how to overcome this situation, that situation, this problem, okay, this management, what okay, I would like to change, then we'd like to change that, we'd like to change the service. So, it's about, you know, like, okay, you know, how I can face it, you know, by and maintain my Krishna consciousness and become more Krishna consciousness. So, that's a beautiful. And in the process of that, whether I am able to overcome the problem or not, that pure devotee actually leaves to Krishna. So, that's what Maharaj says, that every situation actually, yesterday, whether I was telling you, अरे महाराज का सब स्टेटमेंट में कॉमन रहता है, एवरी सिचुएशन इज एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू इंक्रीज योर सैलरी कृष्ण बिकम मोर कृष्ण कॉन्शियस। मतलब सिचुएशन में अल्टीमेटली एंड अप इन ए पॉजिटिव नोट में एंड अप इन नेगेटिव नोट आल्सो, बट व्हेदर इट्स पॉजिटिव और नेगेटिव यू आर दैट यू आर यूजिंग द सिचुएशन इन यू ट्राइंग टू बिकम मोर कृष्ण कॉन्शियस, दैट्स वंडरफुल, दैट्स वेरी वंडरफुल। And Prabhupada mentioned, transistor itself, that Krishna does not give material opulences for a devotee, he mentioned. It's not that actually Krishna doesn't give, but it's like, you know, because the devotee leaves to Krishna, Krishna decides whether if it means by giving something, it helps in his Krishna consciousness, Krishna gives. By not giving something, if it helps in Krishna consciousness, Krishna doesn't give. And let me tell you one thing, this is not only for the pure devotees. The here it is mentioned ekanta matihi. That means the exclusive pure devotee. But this principle of Krishna giving whatever necessary is not only for pure devotees, it's even for sadhaka devotees who are aspiring for pure devotional service. Which means all of us also, provided we are actually following Prabhupada's books. See, the definition of a pure devotee service is simple. If you are following Prabhupada's books, that means we are practicing pure devotee service. Simple way of putting it. What does it mean by following Prabhupada's books? Prabhupada's books means simply, we may have so many material desires, but the goal of our bhakti is to develop unalloyed pure devotee service. Okay, today if you ask me, you know, what is in my heart? I have 10 material desires, maybe 1000 material desires. But if you ask me, okay, at the end of your life, last breath, how you want to see yourself? What desires you? I want to be completely serving Krishna. No other desire other than serving Krishna wherever I go, whatever. That's what Prabhupada books teaches us. And that's not the case with other philosophies. You know? Like Indra's philosophy, that it's not that, you know, he's striving for pure devotional service. Their striving itself is like karmamishra. See, the fruit itself is karmamishra. The seed itself is karmamishra. While they will be more advanced. Our case, our advancement may be very less. But our seed is pure devotional service. That will be very clear. The seed itself is pure devotional service, Prabhupada books. Everywhere, every page, every path of Prabhupada lies there. So when the seed is pure devotional service, while we may be sincere, we may be less sincere, less serious, more serious, whatever we are, depending upon our sincerity, depending upon our seriousness. But because the seed is pure devotional service, that means the path we are following is pure devotional service path. So Krishna, even for such a devotee, also helps such a way, sometimes by giving up, by giving things, sometimes by taking away things. So that devotee becomes more serious in the Krishna consciousness. Like I'm serious telling you, nothing to hide. While I was in hospital, the first 2 days, I was having deep breathing problems actually. Struggling to chant, and chanting, you know, it's taking 4 hours to chant 16 rounds for me. For me, if I chant 16 rounds, after 16, 14 rounds will be like 7 to 7:30. That is my consistency in my timings. And it is taking for me 15 to 20 minutes. And throat is paining heavily, I can't speak. But still, I was feeling like, you know, chanting for Pankaj Prabhu also, for, you know, other devotees, other patients who are dying. I see that so many devotees are chanting for me, but these fellows are like, they are so rich people, but they are dying. So I was praying for them, and I was continuously hearing Maharaj Kirtans. And believe me, first day, second day onwards, I was thinking that let me be sick for some more time. That will be in hospital. I was thinking really, you know, how the hospital are going. Because maybe last many years, 10 years, I can say, इतना इंटेंसली कीर्तन सुना है महाराज से. आई डीपली रिमेम्बरिंग महाराज ना फ्रेंड अगर देखो तो चैट है ना उनको थोड़ा सा ब्रीथिंग नॉर्मल हो गया एंड स्टैंडिंग एंड आई कैन टेल यू दोस्त इवन दो राउंड्स ऑल्सो आई वॉज रियली एबल टू बेनिफिट ऑफकोर्स आई ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू कम आउट बिकॉज माई माइंड डजेंट अलाउ मी टू सिट आइडल शी डू सम सर्विस बट आई ऑल्सो थिंक दिस इज अ फॉर्चून एक एंगल से एंड I was also hearing Maharaj lectures and that was also very conditional. And because of that, now I'm coming here, temple, I'm hearing Maharaj lectures. Which we are hearing down over there. So that chalo, you know, thoda jo bhi hai. And another thing, while I was in the hospital, I was thinking really, you know, let me make my set my priorities right. I was remembering Indradhimna Maharaj in his article when he got some boy, you know, so doctor told him to be melanoma cancer. Same thing as what Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj got. For all cancers, melanoma cancer is the most deadly and painful. So when Maharaj got that, you know, it could be melanoma. So he went for a test. It was a big article, but essentially the point is, that was on Saturday he gave the testing. And Sunday labs are closed, and Monday results will come in. So we had some 30-40 hours to meditate. So Maharaj started meditating in Hare, cases are in the Bhakti. Prabhupada came in, what all I promised to Prabhupada, and whether I'm able to do that. Am I really doing the best of what Krishna has given me? Are the labs in my consciousness? See, somebody like Indradhimna Maharaj is meditating, and is feeling that I'm not doing sufficient, you know, and I'm not preparing myself for that. You know. So he was so desperate. Anyhow, he pushed the doctors, you know, Sunday only reports came. And the report turned out to be negative. The report negative okay. But 24 hours Maharaj Jitna Shekhu came. He said, now Abbas, now I have to intensify. He changed the gears. Maharaj said, I changed my gears actually. So this sometimes small little experiences like this can help you a little bit to. Again, not, because sometimes we are carried away by things, it can help you to at least think. Actually, everybody has to spend some time to think. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, every Ekadashi, you have to spend for contemplation and how your spiritual life went in last 15 days. Everybody has to do that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. But Sachme Ham Kitna Karte Rata Hai. ఓన్లీ మన అక్కడ చెస్ట్ చేసిన తర్వాత వస్తాయి సేవ ట్రబ్బుల్ మీద వస్తాయి అదర్వైజ్ డోంట్ రియల్ థింక్ యు వెదర్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్ గోయింగ్ దట్ డైరెక్షన్ రాంగ్ డైరెక్షన్ దారి బెస్ట్ ఇచ్ చల్ రా కేస చల్ రా మీరు టెన్ డోంట్ థింక్ సో బట్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ యు నో లైక్ సింపుల్ లైక్ యు హావ్ టు స్లో డౌన్ అండ్ మేక్ ష్యూర్ దట్ సాధన ఇస్ ఆల్సో ఈక్వల్లీ యు నో ప్రయారిటైజ్ యాజ్ సర్వీసెస్ అట్లీస్ట్ ఐ డోంట్ నో యు నో ఐ హోప్ యు నో దట్ వాట్ ఆర్ కంటెంప్లేషన్స్ అండ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ little bit push I got, I want to maintain it here. I don't know whether how it will happen, but at least some push I got. So like this, each one of us, we all sometimes time and again in between we get some pushes, different locations. It doesn't have to be bad way, it can be some good way also, pleasant experiences, sometimes better experiences. But so the point I'm trying to say is that even for a sadhaka devotees also Krishna helps. And for those whose goal is to devotional service, for them Krishna helps to time and again improve it. And Krishna is mentioned here that, you know, he, Papa saying that, you know, translation says that Lord doesn't give opulences unnecessarily. Because that unnecessary cause anxiety and all. But for service sake, he may get it. That's not because of karma. That is also we see here that. Which goes to show that actually devotee of the Lord should be ekantamati. And which means doing, you know, what means Krishna and what is needed for service. And not worrying about, you know, our too much about our personal, you know, like I said, I have to mention this point, you know, increasing our horizon. Sometimes our focus goes in increasing our horizon and expanding our domain. In the process, what happens? We become fruitive. Naturally, the moment you become fruitive, there is anxiety. And as a result of that, we cannot release our Krishna consciousness. But these devotees, you know, this called Kalkananda Kalidasa, they were just focusing on doing the service, service, service. Automatically, their you know, domain expands only. And whatever Krishna allows you to expand, let that expand. So that is called organically growth. You know? So when we just focus on our basics and do whatever is, you know, given by our authorities, you know, and just serve Krishna. And then Krishna, jitna zarurat hai utna dega. And that extra name, fame, that extra power, that extra talent, that will actually makes you peaceful. That will also, you know, help you further advance the Krishna consciousness. But actually, we have seen, I have heard this with Ashwami, but when we try to forcibly try to expand our domain horizon and more than thinking about pleasing Guru Krishna, we think about, you know, expanding and increasing our horizon and all, what happens, even whatever the, you know, our domain will increase, that the skills, name, fame and all, that causes anxiety. That causes anxiety actually. Because that's not what is actually sanctioned by Krishna. You are trying to force yourself to increase your horizon. So we just serve Krishna, make good association, and as a result of that, what happens? Krishna, jitna humko seva ki zarurat hai, utna resources dega. He'll surely give the resources, surely give the skill, talent, and other things. And devotee of the Lord should be hardworking. You know? Doesn't mean see, the surrender to Krishna doesn't mean that we work as a Prabhupada is fully surrendered, but it's extremely hard work to manage. In that context, I remembered one shloka which Gauranga always speaks, this shloka. His favorite shloka. Dautatma Pusha Krishna Pada Moolam Na Mucchati Mukta Sangha Parityago Pantasva Sharanam Jata. So Dautatma Purusha Krishna. So Dautatma means what? Dauti means cleansing. Dautatma means one whose heart has been cleansed by Krishna. Dautatma Purusha means one whose heart has been cleansed by Krishna. Pada Moolam Na Mucchati, which means such a devotee will never ever give up the lotus feet of Krishna. Kuch bhi ho jaye, aur Bhagwan ka seva nahi chhodega. Purport is like a fantastic purport. No? You should read this purport. Mukta Sangha Parityago, what? Which means Mukta Sarva Pariklesha, Mukta Sarva Pariklesha, which means all anxieties are removed when a person, you know, goes out for a business, do so many hard work, hardships and all. But when he comes back home, he feels completely satisfied and relaxed. So similarly, you know, the same example is given here. Mukta Klesha Parityago, Panta Sa Sarvata Yata. So Prabhupada writing, just like a businessman, he has to, you know, like, he has to go to forests, build his mountains, you know, risking his life to earn some money. But it's so hard work. But why he does the hard work? Because when he comes back home, you know, that money which he has earned is used in the service of his family members, which gives him so much satisfaction. Again, actually, this shloka is in back of the Brahmachari class. Padam Mulana Munchati says, a materialistic person, he says, just think of a materialistic person, so much hard work, so much anxiety, endeavor it takes. But what is motivating him? People go from, you know, Krishnanagar to Howrah, you know. 3 hours, you know, standing, coming, you know, Bombay or Lokas, 2 hours, 3 hours, they just stand in trains, you know, to make some money, so much hard work they do. But where is the juice they are getting the motivation? It is because of the family attachment. Because the moment you think of their wife, children, parents, itna mehnat karta hai. Ab tak socha hoga kya kabhi, you know, person would have never done that. But ek baar shaadi ho jata hai, bachcha ho jata hai. रामचंद्र कितना भी मेहनत कर करता है, नॉर्मल टाइप में नहीं करेगा, किसी के लिए नहीं करेगा, पर मेरा बच्चा अरे 10 दिन पहले नहीं है, बट अभी बच्चे के लिए मरने के लिए तैयार हो जाता है. दे कैन यू डाई फॉर समबडी हू द नो ओनली फॉर 10 डेज. so much attachment, you know, the family affection, that gives him so much juice, he can go unlimited hard work. And then Prabhupada writes, same way, a devotee of the Lord has to, you know, make ties of family bondage with Krishna. The way a materialistic person, anyone, family man, is so attached to his family, you know. Dindra shows the family ke baare mein. Similarly, devotees of the Lord, we should develop that attachment of Shamashiva. And if only we can do that, I will tell you, our going back to God is 100% guaranteed. If you can do that. I was at my home, and last time, and my, you know, relatives also came, my mother like, अरे मौली ये अच्छा लगता है, ये अच्छा लगता है, वो अच्छा लगता है. सुबह से लेकर रात तक what I like to eat, the whole room house discussion was about, you know, क्या बनवाए, क्या आएगा, क्या बनाएगा, you know. I'm just wondering that, think about it, you know, मैंने क्या किया parents को, धोखा दिया. I have deceived them, they are so hopes on me, I dash in their hopes, I became brahmachari, I didn't take care financially, socially also they were humiliated. So much, I mean, so much pains I have given them, so much heartbreaks I have given them. And but when you see, still when I go to the home, their whole, this thing centered around us. That means, whether you love, whether you are, I mean, they are loving so much, whether you are reciprocating with that love or not reciprocating with their love, still they want to give their love. Is this, to some extent, closer to Ashishya Bhagavatam as well? Whether you embrace me or kick me, you are my Lord and I want to serve you, my dear Lord. Amta abhi tanada abhi mein hi hai. I can chitta dhapra mein hai amma actually. Ye the last stage hai. But parents, to some extent, they have that love in me. Whether their son is reciprocating with their love or not reciprocating, there is so much intention. When you know, I am sick more than me, they are suffering much. Why they should be, you know, tell me, you know, I mean, I have cheated them. I have dashed with their hopes, you know, so much, you know. Phir bhi unka love kam nahi ho raha hai. Sab parents ke sath aise hi hota hai. Because of family affection. So, imagine, if that kind of affection, so I told my mother that day, I told whatever love you are showing on me, the same quality of love you show to Krishna, you go and go back to my head. You better do that for Krishna, not for me. Develop that this thing, which means irrespective of, no, this is called ahaituki. See, the love that she is showing towards us is ahaituki. No motivation, no expectation. Are we doing that ahaituki for Krishna? You know, things don't happen, we are enthusiastic, otherwise, you know, we are, you know, in our own rooms, you know, we are like completely demoralized. We are not. But the family tie that, so Prabhupada's writing this point, you know, if we can develop the family ties of affection with Krishna, then how does it affect? So it's not a theoretical. Slowly, we have to develop the attachment, you know. That means, you know, so I have to work for Shyam Sundar, I have to do something for Shyam Sundar. And sometimes it's difficult, still, you know. Okay, at one point, I remember 1 year, 2 years before, when I was finding difficult, I thought of leaving Vijayawada. I never thought of leaving. Thought came. I was not, it was thinking level to look there, feeling belief when I did. But then I remember that time, that here is Atmarampur and Mataji. They must have underwent hundreds and thousands of times more difficulties and challenges. But they are not left in. They are not going to leave you. I am feeling like leaving, you know. What is my attachment for Shyam Sundar? But I was feeling like that. So, they have developed that attachment. Now, they themselves may not know that is their greatest asset. There is their greatest asset. That they have developed so much attachment for Shyam Sundar that in this summer, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, bike pe jaake aane ke liye humko dikkat ho raha hai. They are going by foot. From here, 2 kilometers their home, away, you know. They are going without umbrella in the summer, in the heat, to the home and coming back in. Tell me, what is the need for us to give a brahmacharya but not give a brahmacharya? What I am trying to say, see, they have their own package and shortcomings and all. But this is the point that, you know, that in all those things, they have developed as a personal attachment. And that attachment will save them. And with us, with so much of our intelligence, intellect and all, we have not developed that for a beauty, because of which sometimes something was hidden there, we feel like we should change the place, change the situation and all. But when we are attached to something, like generally person from the general people, we are attached to Radha Madhava. And we never left Mayapur for years and years and years and years. We never complained also. After 25 years, first time Janivas Prabhu stepped out of Mayapur, Lord Nish, he came from Vrindavan. So Radhana Swami asked me this question. Prabhu, for this many years you never left Mayapur, what is the reason? You know what Janivas Prabhu answered? He said, because nobody ever asked me. Nobody invited me, isn't it? He never left, he was attached, but it's not that, you know, he is hell-bent upon stepping out of Mayapur. First time in his life, he came out to Vrindavan and Maharaj called him, Madhava Maharaj. So when he asked him why he never left from this place, nobody ever asked him, he called him. Unko khud ke apna seva ke liye zarurat nahi hai bahar jaane ka. Dusro unko seva bulayega to karega. Koi unko bulaya bhi nahi. No complaints. No complaints, 25 years nobody called him, nobody knew. This attached to duties because of which they are. So I feel as a brahmacharis, we should, you know, when whatever services we are doing, we should try to be conscious of Shyam Sundar, you know, keep Shyam Sundar in the center and try to develop some personal relationship. Each one of us can do that, you know. Some people do it in a temple hall, some maybe in a community lab, you know. Some people do it in Brahman Vishnu's family, Arati, you know, puja services. At least I am trying to do, you know, I was thinking today about that, you know. I should do at least 1 hour every day, you know. Maybe I will do for good and good. Some, otherwise, we, it becomes just a 2 minutes format to government of BTC. And if we are not investing in that relationship, and the turbulence has come, how is that we are going to face it? It's all about grihastha life is investment, no? Life, when we have bank balance, we feel secure. Security comes from bank balance, no? So for us, bank balance is our relationship with Shyam. When there is a crisis, that bank balance will give you support. That is the reason, you know, similarly we have to do that. So that is the reason duties are there. Otherwise, why deities are, acharyas are considered deities? Deities are meant to be served, deities are meant to be developed personal relationship. And by doing that slowly, we naturally develop that feeling of that, yes, they will take care. See, today our surrender and our faith that Krishna will take care of is more of theoretical. But as we serve, you know, deities, and be cautious, you know, that one, even normal service like preaching, or fundraising, or any other service we are doing also, That service also trying to be conscious that I am doing for the present chance and like that. We will become more and more conscious and we'll develop that feeling actually. And that's is really our balance, bank balance. And that bank balance in Radha Shyam Sundar's account will actually gives us the security actually. Much more than what even a crorepati gets by in that. Dautatma Purusha Krishna Pada Moolam Namuchat. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Samaveta Bhakta Vinda ki Dialogue of the Mantra Vinda ki. Exactly one of them. Thank you. Iska Bhanna Yatari. Thank you.